Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Thanksgiving, being thankful. I mean, think about it. Thanksgiving is something that, you know, we talk about in America, sad to say, once a year, officially. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, as Christians, that we're not even supposed to enter God's presence without thanksgiving.
That's right.
You enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. How many people just show up and just say, give me, I need, want, help? Mm.
So important.
Yeah.
You're right, to enter God's presence with thanksgiving. I mean, if you don't think about the Lord and you're not appreciative for what he's done, how can you really begin to worship him and have a heart that's really after God?
Right. Mm-hmm.
If we're not even giving thanks for what we do have, right?
Exactly.
And it is important, you know, to have this pinnacle moment in the year to be thankful, but that should set the agenda for the rest of our year to be, we can kind of check ourselves once a year going, have I been grateful every day?
Mm-hmm.
Have I been grateful every week? Have I been grateful? Do I show up talking to God, thank you for blessing me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you. I mean, think about this, you know, in America, the poorest person in America is richer than 80% of 7 billion folks on the face of the globe. Mm-hmm. That alone should start off with, you know, thank you, Lord, for your blessing that's been on this nation. Thank you that we can have an exchange of power without any kind of bloodshed. The fact that when political offices change historically in America, that it's a peaceful transition of power. And that's a big thing because many forms of government, it changes because it's violent, you know. In regards to being able to just celebrate the constitutional rights that we have and the Bill of Civil Rights that each of us have that for being in America, being a citizen of America. We have so much to be thankful for.
Yeah.
And those that have made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, listen, you have eternity to be thankful for. You have forgiveness and mercy and grace. And there's just so much. But how many, I mean, you can move people's heart. If you live a life of gratitude, if you live a life of just amazement and not get familiar with the things. You know, this is always on my mind, these type of things. But the very fact that people take on the occupation of removing the trash and the garbage from the homes of Americans, and they say, this is going to be my career. I want to do this, and I want to keep this place sanitary. I want to keep it clean, and I want to be a part of that. And so you just carry a can out to the street with where stuff piled up in your house or your life, your home, and you put it inside this can, and then he or she will drive by that morning and they'll pick it up and they'll put it in their truck and they'll take it to a landfill or ever how they take it, and to be able to help you stay sanitary. You might not know this or not, because we've been blessed for so long that some of the history in America where unions have gone on strike, and one of them was in the 70s, I believe, that the sanitation department went on strike.
Mm.
In New York, and all of a sudden there was just trash piled everywhere, and there was rats and rodents and the things that these guys, these men and women are doing for us. They're keeping us healthy. They're keeping us sanitary. They are showing up, you know, once a week or twice a week or whatever they show up, and they take these things, as discarded things, packages and stuff and whatever, and they bring it to a place that they've really thought out really well. So that if it leaks or that type of thing, they've lined it with different kinds of material. They have vented things for gases that come off of that trash, and they dispose of it in a very sanitary way so that you are not poisoned.
Yeah.
And one example of that is a privately owned junkyard, I guess you would say, or a dump. Dump, that's what it was called. They didn't take care of it. They didn't do it right.
Uh-huh.
And they just abandoned it when it's done. Well, all these paints and stuff was polluted. The waters, when it would rain, it would run into the neighborhoods, and it was just toxic.
Oh, wow.
And so those governmental leaders had to begin to raise money and a tax base to be able to fix what that businessman did not fix so that people would not get sick and cancer and die.
Uh-huh.
And they did that. They put that together and they took care of that. And it was an amazing thing. I mean, we have so much to be grateful for. I mean, life would be so different without having these many blessings around us. But just for the fact, understand, you don't realize how much garbage, for example, that we create, and we could talk about it for days. There's stats on it. But we have the most garbage probably than anybody in the world. That But just for that alone, understand that when they didn't remove that from the city, what came was rodents and rats and sickness and disease and these different things that you would catch. And they're making a point that they were significant. What we're doing is significant. Yeah. And they realized at some point when you couldn't see the sidewalks anymore, you couldn't see, it was just piling and piling and piling, and people couldn't have it in their houses. Mm-hmm. And so you're used to taking it out of your house and putting it in a can, but you need to be thankful. I mean, all the way to the person, the man or the woman who says, I want to make sure that you stay healthy in your community. I want to be able to remove the trash from your neighborhood, from your home, every single time you put it on the street.
Wow.
And I will do that for you. I will keep you healthy. When you think about your mailman that's bringing mail to you every single day, rain, sleet, or snow, except for maybe Sunday, they're bringing the mail to you. I mean, they don't have to do it. They could do anything. But they're making sure that you can get that letter, that you can get that information, that you can get these things that you need, which we call bills, but the reality is it's an exchange for services, that you're getting power, electrical, whatever, and that they're bringing that to you so you can maintain power in your house and that you can maintain water and that type of thing. I mean, being thankful. I mean, you being thankful in regards to understanding that the ones that keep your water in your community, yeah, a lot of people go, yeah, we have an elected board over that. Yeah, we appreciate those guys, and they're the ones that keep our, you know, what we want over that particular aspect of government going well. But the one who's actually in the sewer pipe, the one who's actually changing out the water lines, have you stopped by and just said, thank you? Mm. Thank you for the clean water that comes into our house. Thank you for making sure that the sewage, which is even more toxic than the trash, doesn't back up into the homes and the houses and that type of thing. And because that can be really major.
Yeah, very major.
Very major.
Very costly.
But these things happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be grateful for, I mean, being thankful. This is about Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, thank you, God, for the ones who check to make sure our waters don't have things in it that would cause us to be sick down to the millionth particle or whatever it is. Or you think about the doctors and the nurses, that if you got sick this one moment, despite the arguments that are going on, the truth is, if you get sick, somebody's going to take care of you. They'll come and they'll check your temperature, they'll check your blood pressure, they'll ask you questions about your health history, they'll begin to try to diagnose what's wrong with you, and they'll try to ease your pain, and that's a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. so much to be thankful for. Or the police or the sheriff's department in your community that are patrolling your streets and keeping you safe. And yeah, you might have crime happening in your streets, but understand this, without them, there'd be a lot more crime.
That's right.
I mean, I could go on for days. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. And here we are, it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. And I want to challenge you today that when you sit around the table to be thankful, pause for a moment. And tell everybody you're going to do this first. Some people can't handle being broadsided with a sudden request of information. Won't bring Pat up for that situation. I need time to think about this, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm drawing a blank. No, because he's very detailed. He wants to think about it in a detailed way. We're not detailed. Mm-mm. We can just stop.
Fly those seat of your pants.
But meaningfully.
Yes.
And so...
With a purpose.
And with that, today when we sit around this table, we're going to take and tell what we're thankful for. We're not going to be cheesy. We're going to really think about, how does life happen? What is God allowing to take place in my life? What is taking place? And for children, I mean, think about this, children, that your parents are allowing you to live there. They're working and bringing food and putting it into the pantry. And you can just go and glean from the pantry and glean from the refrigerator. And that's because God's blessing your home. He's blessing the fruit of the labor of your parents. And so to be thankful, don't think like, oh, you know, I'm thankful for this meal. Think about the whole week or the whole month or the whole year Your parents said, I want you here. You know, I want you to eat. Whatever you want, go in there, fix you something to eat. That's just the love of a parent, you know. You have possibly have your own bed or your own room or something of that nature. Just all these different things to be thankful for. And spouses. I mean, think about your husband or your wife and thinking, you know, all year long they put up with you, you know. And you had your ups and downs. Years are like long times in relationships. Mm-hmm. And you can focus on the things that you could say that keep you from being grateful, or you can focus on the many things that you can be grateful for. And this is what the Lord says. He says, and you can look that scripture up as we're talking, is that, you know, this is what I want you to think about. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever's good, whatever's love, is good report. So in your relationship, think about, you know, what you can say what you're grateful about your relationships with your spouse, with your wife or your husband. About your job. I mean, think about it. They could have hired anybody. I know you're brilliant now that you worked there a while. But the truth was, it was a day that you interviewed for that job. Mm-hmm. And you were one amongst others that were going to be hired. And one day they chose you. And they chose you. That's to be grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And now to understand, you know, I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for being able to work here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, just think about being thankful. And understand, God is, this is when he talks about in Romans chapter 1, he says, they failed to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
They failed to have gratitude. They were not thankful to God. They weren't even thankful. They began to take credit for what God was doing in their life. And so God turns over a nation. So we can check ourselves this Thanksgiving about saying, you know what? I want to be grateful. I want to be a grateful person. And when God will start giving you a heart, you'll see a garbage man or woman pull up to your house, and your heart will just pour out for that person, understanding, I am so thankful for them.
Yeah, right.
I am so thankful for them. How can I get to them? And understand, right after Thanksgiving comes a time we celebrate the gift that came to us called Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that's what the gifts are about. That I'm going to start giving gifts to folks that I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to I'm going to give a card, a gift, you know, something. These folks that are helping my life go better, and this is a blessing to me, I want to acknowledge them. I'm going to say thank you at Thanksgiving. And maybe I'm going to make sure they get a card, me explaining how much they mean to me around Christmas.
Yeah, we have
so much to be thankful for. We just want to kind of think about the dimensions of what we had to be thankful for. You know, as Christians, we're so grateful to God and to Jesus for dying for our sins that we spend the rest of our life in gratitude by saying, what can I do for you? You did this. What can I do? I have such a limited amount of life left in this vapor to spend eternity with you. I want to serve you. I want to spend my life. I want my life to be Thanksgiving. I want my life to be a thank you. Because Thanksgiving is a great time for us to check ourselves. You know, the world will say, I'm thankful once a year. As Christians, we would say, I need to check myself. How come, have I been thankful? Have I been grateful? Have I acknowledged God, you know, in my life? And we're talking about different aspects of that. And one is you know, thanking God for the Bible, for the Word of God.
Yeah.
Imagine not having the Word. There was the Dark Ages that we talk about when the Word was held captive and people began to project their own scriptures out over the land. And amazingly, it had to do against the Jews. The Dark Ages, they began to persecute. Once he pulled the Word away from mankind and the church, they began to listen to the leaders of, quote, the church of that day. And they, the Crusaders came about. But when the Word got loosed again, you know, through those who were willing to, Wycliffe and the others who wrote
Tyndale.
Know, Tyndale House, or Tyndall, you know, Tyndale House is named after, and that they realized, hey, wait a minute, these guys are wrong. They were wrong in what they were saying, that Israel is the apple of God's eye. Jerusalem's the apple of God's eye, and the Jews are, and that they're our brothers. We both serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when the Word was, it helped us not make stupid decisions, and helps us understand why we stand with Israel today. It helps us understand, you know, why Christians United for Israel, KUFI.org, we talk about, and you can get to it at VFNTV.com. That we're thankful for KUFI.
Yes.
We're thankful for John Hagee that says, you know, we're going to stand up in America for Israel. We're thankful for the congressmen and congresswomen and the senators, the representatives and the senators, who stand up and say, you know, we're going to stand up for Israel. And that's something to be grateful for and to be thankful for. And another thing to be thankful for is understanding that that God's not going to let anything happen to Israel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That you can thank him in advance that they're going to succeed. And thank him for the salvation of the Jews, because God is going to save those who call upon him.
That's right.
And it's just so many different things to be thankful for on this day. But, you know, what do you think about? You know, whatever you think about, ever how a man thinks he is in his heart, so is he. And the thing about it is, if gratitude doesn't come out of our mouth, if thankfulness doesn't come out of our mouths, then the truth is we have worry and fear and anxiety and doubt and dread in our hearts. And the Word of God says there they were with all that dread, with nothing to dread at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. I mean, what, 70% is reportedly in America that we're either overweight or obese. 70%, which means we're eating well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have plenty of food right now. Mm-hmm. And that's something to be grateful about in the context of that. And then we have millions of people who couldn't afford, I don't know, it's 33 million or something. They couldn't afford money for food. So we actually have a program that we give financially. All the taxpayers give finances so that we can help them with their food, in addition to all the food pantries and all the things the churches are doing. Also, citizens are making it available through what's called the SNAP program, where people can take this card, the money that Americans gave them, so they could go and buy groceries all month long for their family. It's a beautiful, I mean, mm-hmm. What a country.
Yeah.
What a country.
Blessed.
And it makes me think about this, because ever how a man thinks he is, so is he. What does God's word tell us that we're supposed to think about on this Thanksgiving? What?
Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
And wow.
Yeah. Isn't that powerful?
That I mean, is
there's,
so
there's, true. There's so much to that, because your mind can be focusing in the wrong direction. And oftentimes, if you're not careful, you're going to be focusing on what you don't have instead of focusing your mind and your attention on what you do have, mm-hmm. and what God has indeed blessed you. And you were talking about all the things that we're thankful for. I was reminded of one of the things we discussed on VFN radio, where when the soldiers reached the concentration camps, how one of the women that were held captive there, when he just gave her a nice glance and a little piece of chocolate.
Yes, a kind look and a piece of chocolate.
She was just, I mean, just so grateful for that. I think uh-huh. She took a little bite and wrapped the rest and put it in her pocket to cherish that.
If we're not grateful, God has a way to motivate us,
yes,
you know, to be grateful. And that would be that. And I was saying that was that situation, but that's what happened with even a kind look. And how many kind looks do we just brush off?
Mm-hmm.
Or how many folks just like, can you spare a kind look?
Right.
You know,
can I buy a kind look?
Do you only
can
have four of them?
Have
you, did you use them up in January? But in Romans chapter, mm-hmm. chapter 1, this is what he says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. He says, for though they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking, and that's what you're talking about, think on these things, but their thinking became futile, and their hearts, their foolish hearts, were darkened.
Mm.
So when you start having, and it's like, you know, are you grateful for anything?
Yeah.
And when you're grateful and you start thinking about these things, it opens a floodgate, because the more you're really, truly grateful and thankful to God, I mean, think about it in the natural sense. When you go out and you get somebody something, say you get your kid a car, you get your wife a dress, or you know, whatever, or you know, somebody gets you something, and you're just so grateful for that. You're mm-hmm. thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
That the person that sees your gratitude, if it's legitimate, they're like, wow, that felt really good, mm-hmm. given that gift. And that parent wants to give that child something else. And this is what the Word of God says. You being evil, know how to do this thing. Mm-hmm. You being evil, know how this thing functions. You being evil, know how to give good gifts. How much does your Heavenly Father know how to give? Think about that. He knows how to give, because he gives all. He just wants to be acknowledged, and we have so much to be grateful for. Maybe if we'll begin to reboot our gratitude this Thanksgiving and say, you know what? I'm going to practice every day in my journal because I'm an abider, right? I abide with God. And if you don't, I encourage you to begin to abide with him because he will empower you to be grateful. He will remind you about these things. To add one line to your daily abiding, you know, gratitude. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about the word, we talk about the where, we talk about the what. But just add one more word, gratitude. What am I grateful for today?
So powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, what am I grateful for today? And it's sometimes, you know, the enemy does serious attacks on us where we have to really hunt and peck because he's trying to overwhelm us, trying to create something called dread inside of us. But if we'll push through that and say, wait a minute, and all of a sudden we just find one glimpse of light of gratitude, it's just like all these clouds burst forth and the sun barrels down. It's like all that thing was a lot.
That's right.
There I was with all that dread, with nothing to dread at all. So I encourage you, you know, add to just this challenge in the next 12 months from this Thanksgiving to the next Thanksgiving to add one more word. You got your word, you got your where, and you got your what. And if you don't know what that means, go to iabide.org and request your free abiding plan today. It'll come right to you. But add another word. Add gratitude. The word gratitude. And just think, what am I grateful for today? And you'll be really surprised at the end of the year. You may have 365 things that you were grateful for that year. Well, I just do want to wish everybody a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We want to thank God. Lord God, we're grateful for what you've done in our lives and for mercy and for grace. And we ask you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, touch your church with a heart of gratitude that we will be grateful all year long. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.